There we go. That was a little piece of the Memorex version of the live presentation we're about to receive here in the performance studio on your local public radio station, 91.3 WYSO. I'm Nikki Dakota, joined by a room full of, I think if you did the math on their combined experience, would it be about 250 years of local musical awesome. This all centers around a film screening at the Little Art Theater this Thursday. Live performance starts at 6:30 with the Corn Drinkers and the movie screens at 7. It's called The Mountain Miner, and we have in studio, among others, the writer and director, Dale Farmer. Welcome, Dale.
Thank you, Nikki. It's great to be here.
You reached out to me and said you'd made this film. I would like to talk a little bit about how the idea came to you. It's based on real events.
It's based on my family's story of leaving the mountains of Kentucky in the 1930s and coming to southern Ohio to find work, and about bringing the music with them and just all the experiences of migration and defining where your home is and over a lifetime.
And there's almost there's also the boomerang side, the completion of the circle. Then folks of your generation and the generation leading going back to your ancestral home.
Yeah, if you talk to most Kentucky migrants, they all dream of going back home someday. Not many of them actually do, but some do that. It's once you make a life here and you have kids and grandkids and friends, it is really hard to go back to what you think is your home. But then maybe this is your home now. So
maybe it is. Just like that wasn't always their home, right?
Correct.
We belong. We evolve. You made the interesting choice to cast musicians as the actors in this, some of whom are here. Tell me about that process, and tell me how you know my dear, dear, dear friend, Ma Crow.
Oh, I love you, too.
I love you so much. We've known each other forever. How did you guys connect?
Well, this all started off as a short film that I was just going to do with my band here in Ohio, and once they read the script, and they thought, well, you should think a little bigger about this. So they said, if you could have anyone play the parts, who would it be? And I said, well, I'd have Ma Crow and Dan Gellert, Elizabeth Leprell, and the Tillers, and Warren and Judy Waldron. And they said, well, you should contact them and see if they'll do it. And I thought, they're not going to do this. But I contacted them all. They read the script, and all of them wanted to do it.
Like, I'm in.
And so, you know, start off as a film we were going to do just to play for our musician friends. And I just wanted it to be very authentic and have authentic music. You know, when you watch movies that have this kind of music, they have an actor, and you can tell their fingers aren't matching what you're seeing them play.
Right.
Or they don't get the nuance. Even if they do learn the song, they don't get the nuance. And the most important thing was to have the music correct. And I thought, I think that actors would make not as good of musicians as musicians would make actors.
You know? I agree.
Us old-time musicians are pretending we're somebody else anyway half the time. So anyway, so it worked out. They did a great job, and Ma plays my grandmother in the film.
Aww.
And she just does a great job. And Warren and Judy Waldron are here. They just did great. I couldn't have asked for any better performance from them.
We got a little bit from Elizabeth Leprell. Evan, if you're listening, I'm on the performance studio with these fine artists, and Evan is behind the board there. Elizabeth Leprell, known for her just a very, very genuine, almost time-traveling approach to presentation of not just old-time string band music, but just anything she lays voice to. Just there's almost like a time travel in that. Did she jump right in to do it?
Yeah, she was. She was very willing to do it. She was just an amazing talent and such a good actor and such a good person to have on set. And we were very lucky to have her. A few months after we filmed, she actually performed at Carnegie Hall under a standing ovation. She may not have been in a movie after that. I don't
right.
know.
But, yeah.
But she just did great. And I heard her on an NPR interview one time when she was a lot younger than she is now, and she's a kid now, and she
yeah.
said she sang like a creepy old lady.
Let's hear a little bit of that sound we have from the soundtrack to the film. It's in The Mountain Miner, and it is at the Little Art Theater this Thursday. This is Elizabeth Leprell.
Young Emily was a fair maid. She loved a driver. In the main for some gold to gain way down in the low your name? It is young Edmund, who drove in the lowlands low. Young Edmund.
Just a little taste. A little taste of Elizabeth Leprell and that amazing voice. You know, the first time I heard her voice, it had the same effect on me the first time I ever heard Iris DeMent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something very personal and very real and old-timey. It's as though they've tapped into some cosmic point earlier in time and channeled that sound forward. It's just a little slice of what we'll hear as a part of the Mountain Miner presentation this Thursday at the Little Art Theater here in Yellow Springs. Ma.
Hi, Nikki. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
It's been far, far, far too long. Tell me about how did this connection get made, and what did you think when it came your way?
Well, he called me on the telephone and said, would you play my grandmother in a film? And I said, of course. He said, there's something about your hair that reminds me of my grandmother. Well, it could be all the gray, I suppose. But of course, I was honored. And I have no idea how to act, but Dale is a great director, and he put everybody to ease and pulled it off.
And it's, you know, like, acting is a form of performance, as is music presentation. Yeah. There's some commonalities there. Dale Farmer, the writer and director, nice enough to give me a copy of the movie, which by 7 o'clock this evening I will have watched. Looking forward to that very much. Ma, I've known you.
Oh, we've been going. When you
decades.
Were on WNKU down in Kentucky,
yep.
Down Northern Kentucky University.
And that's 30 years ago I started there.
At least. At least that.
I was a big fan. You used to play with Ma Crow and the Flock, but you've been making music before that and after.
Yeah.
And I look forward very much to seeing in this film. You guys are going to play one live for us. By the way, we got Linda Scott in studio, as well as the great Al Turnbull. Judy Waldron is on guitar, Warren Waldron on fiddle. And, of course, Dale Farmer here with Ma Crow today. Tell us what you're going to play.
We're going to play Darlin' Corey. In the movie, I'm playing with my family band. I'm playing with my two adult sons. One's on banjo and one's on bass. And then two grandchildren, one on fiddle and one on mandolin. And
as
it's a
it
family
should be.
Band. It's the Abner family band. And I'm their mom and their grandma. And Dan Gellert is sitting there in a chair holding Little Willie, my great-grandson.
Oh.
Yeah.
So four generations on a porch in the
yep.
film. In, or I should say, the Mountain Miner. Here's a little slice.
Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow. Dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay Darlin' Corey down. Last time I saw Darlin' Corey, she was sitting by the banks of the sea, with a 44 strap round her shoulder and a banjo on her knee. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay Darlin' Corey down. Darlin' Corey, what makes you sleep so sound? Will the revenue man is a coming, gonna tear your playhouse down. Dig a hole in the meadow, and dig a hole in the cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay Darlin' Corey down. Darlin' Corey, now go get me my gun. I ain't a man for fighting, but I'll die before I run. Dig a hole in the meadow, and dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, I'm gonna lay Darlin' Corey down. Thank you.
Fabulous. So good. A little slice of what you'll receive if you are at the Little Art Theater this Thursday for a screening of The Mountain Miner. That is the story of music that travels from its roots in the mountains up to Ohio and eventually finds it back there. I mean, the fact that even in the course of travel, like think about when Celtic music landed in the United States and then started living in the mountains. That's how we got bluegrass. So there's something about the journey that changes it. So I imagine that by the time your folk from Ohio made their way back for a visit there, the music was a little different than as it started out. Did you find that to be true?
Yeah, we were talking, actually Elizabeth and I and a couple other people were talking, and I made the comment that, you know, back on the porch in Kentucky is where this music came from. Elizabeth disagreed. She goes, no, we only passed it on.
That
it came from another place, and it came, and it changes, and it evolves. And when they passed it on to our generation, and we're passing it on to another generation. And you have it being passed on and changing into bluegrass and this neo-old-time music that we have today that the Tillers are so good at. And that's the reason I wanted the Tillers to be in the movie. And a lot of us are, Warren and Judy are just great at preserving the old sound and keeping that alive. And then you have groups like the Tillers who are taking it and evolving it. So we got the best of both worlds, along with the Corn Drinkers, who are just amazing from this area here and keeping the old stuff alive. But then also, they're doing both. They're keeping the old stuff alive and then also taking it into the Western swing era and and other directions. And it's just an amazing thing. And the Abner family in this movie are just part of that, passing it along.
We're just conduits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Unhappily so, huh? We're in studio with writer and director of the film The Mountain Miner, Dale Farmer, and Ma Crow, Linda Scott, and the great Al Turnbull, nailing down the bass there, and Judy and Warren Waldron as well. Can we have another?
Sure.
Whiskey.
We'll do a little fiddle tune here that we all like. It's a fairly old traditional tune called Whiskey Before Breakfast, and we had a whole conversation of which whiskey we liked the best.
Thank you.
Was that the signal, the lifting of the leg, Linda? That was funny. Everybody's sitting in a circle here making the music that they'd love to make. And they did it for a film as well, The Mountain Miner, screening at the Little Art Theater this Thursday night. The music, I should say the movie starts at 7, but the music starts at 6:30 with the Corn Drinkers. Dale, this was filmed around in this area, in Eaton and Oxford, but also down in North Carolina. How was that to reconnect down there?
Yeah, we tried really hard to find a location in Kentucky to film this, but every place we found had a highway or power lines or something going through. So now we...
I'll do it for you, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, we found a place in Todd, North Carolina that was just
gorgeous,
really beautiful location. And it looks a lot like Jackson County, Kentucky, the topography and so forth. And we found some amazing musicians down there, some great kid musicians. They're just awesome, from the Junior Appalachian Musicians Program. And so we filmed most of it in Todd, North Carolina, and then a few scenes in Eaton and Oxford.
Mm-hmm. Are the kids you were talking about, the 12-year-olds that we have a little snippet from?
Yeah. We have Asa Nelson, who was 12 years old at the time, just an amazing fiddle player who's... since then, it's just winning contests everywhere. And Hazel Paisley, who is just a great flatfoot dancer and guitar player and singer, and they're both just great kids. And so
we have a little snippet of them, both 12-year-old. That's Asa Nelson and Hazel Paisley. It's track 3, Evan, and it's called Sally and the Turnip Patch. All of this from the minor. Why do I just want, I'm thinking of Way Down Yonder in a minor key, that Woody Guthrie song. That's why. It is the Mountain Miners,
which is also a tuning.
Oh, is it the Mountain Miner?
Explain that. What that is?
Yeah, you have your major key songs that are, you know, happy songs, and you have your minor key, which is generally sad songs. But you also have what they call the Mountain Miner. It's a little different tuning that puts it into this mysterious, transcendent type of sound. That
it's like an open tuning.
A lot of superstitions associated with it, back in the mountains and so forth. And the general sound design for the movie is in that Mountain Miner that gives you a little tension all the time. And if you'll come to the movie, you'll hear a good explanation, you know, in the film of what that old sound is. And so,
plus the wonderful double play on words, miners that worked in the mountain, their living, their livelihood. The Mountain Miner this Thursday at the Little Art Theater. Let's hear a little bit from these two 12-year-olds playing Sally and the Turnip Patch on WISO. Sailing the Turnip Patch, Asa Nelson and Hazel Paisley, 12 years old, that came to our guests today by virtue of them reconnecting in North Carolina. It's all part of the Mountain Miner, again, this Thursday at the Little Art Theater here in Yellow Springs. I would like to know how long you've been on tour. The movie page here, you've won, like, you know, more than, it's like 10 amazing awards here. Tell me how you when the movie was finished and when you got that first amazing nod.
Yeah, we filmed it in summer 2017, and it took about a year to edit it. And then we took the year of 2018 to be in film festivals. And so we were in 8 film festivals in 2018. And surprisingly to me, we won quite a few awards, but it was an amazing experience. So we finished that this summer, and then now we've released the film publicly now. So we didn't get a theatrical distribution like most films. We're small independent company. So we're basically touring it like a band. And we've been in a couple theaters now and a lot of community centers and libraries and such. And so we're making our 2020 schedule now. So.
Wonderful. It's worth noting that you're going to hang around for after the film for a question and answer session.
Yeah, Warren and Judy and Ma and Amy Clay and I will be around after Amy plays one of the parts in the film. She's also in our band.
Charlie's grandma.
And yeah, so we're going to hang around for that, and hopefully we'll have a good discussion. The Q&As have been a lot of fun. So
I'll bet. So. I'll bet.
We were so excited to want to see the movie, and we couldn't see it until it had been shown. Am I correct in that? Until it had been shown at all these film festivals. But we did finally get to see it. It was very exciting.
Yeah.
It's like the front porch.
And I believe you'll have DVDs for sale?
We will have Blu-rays and DVDs at the showing, yeah.
Cool. We look forward to that. This Thursday at the Little Art. The movie starts at 7, but come early. The Corn Darnicles will play at 6:30, and stick around for writer and director Dale Farmer after the movie. Can you do us another?
Yeah, we're going to do a song called Delzic Farewell, and this is in that mountain minor key, the key, so it's, that's what a mountain minor chord sounds like. This is Delzic Farewell. What's interesting is when I was doing research for the movie, I'd also researched the tune Delzic Farewell and learned that was written by Harvey G. Elswick, a Civil War veteran. And prominence, like, you know, my great-great-grandmother's last name was Elswick, and she was from that same county. And so I got on Ancestry and traced the lines, and sure enough, he was first cousin with my great-great-grandmother.
So you have not just a musical lineage, but a bloodline that traces back.
There's connections everywhere.
Aren't there?
We're going to do this Elswick Farewell in the mountain minor key. So.
Learned something today, that when that foot comes up.
So you're almost at the end.
I know. I've never seen that before. How do you decide whose foot goes up?
Whoever's leading, I think.
Whoever's leading the tune. That's something that's been passed down through the ages, too.
So they've been doing that on porches back in the day.
Since we have never actually played together until just now in this studio, we need somebody to lead with a foot so we know what we're doing.
So watch that if you're in the audience. If someone's foot goes up, you can almost ready to go get a refresher beverage. It is the movie is The Mountain Miner, screening this Thursday night at the Little Art Theater here in Yellow Springs. The movie's at 7, but come early. The Corn Drinkers will be playing at 6:30 in the lobby there. Is that right, Linda?
Yeah,
or no, or on the stage.
We're playing on stage.
Yeah,
we'll
sure.
Have a sound system set up. We're very excited to be playing for the film. We were very excited to see the film and just be a part of it. And Alan and I have faces that are made for radio, so.
Not even true.
And it's important, Dale, I think you talked about having local musicians be part of this whole presentation of the film.
Yeah, yeah. Wherever we've shown the film, we've had local musicians play beforehand, just to make those connections. And if anyone out there is listening, streaming in another town, if you're interested in having the Mountain Miner come to your town, contact us through our webpage, themountainminermovie.com. It'd be a great chance for your band or your organization to spotlight yourself, as well as partner with us to show the film there. So
be a part of history in a way. This film is about history. It's about the passing of time, and music is a constant. And by connecting and being a part of a screening, you'd like help him write the next chapter. The Mountain Miner, if you'll do us one more, if I'm not being too greedy. Yeah? Got one in your pocket?
We've got plenty, whatever you
want. Let's do more.
You want to do a couple? Why don't you do a couple?
Let's
do them right in a row.
Let's start with Native Home.
Okay. Native Home is not in the movie, but there's going to be a soundtrack, I think, of the Abner Family field recordings is in works, and this one is to be placed on that one because it's an old Carter Family song called My Native Home.
The movie, it's based on my family story, but it's based on tens of thousands of stories.
A family story.
Families migrating, and this song that we're about to do tells that story, and hopefully people will relate to the story with their own families or people that they know, and we think that this song really tells the story well. So.
I'd like to see my native home, the lofty trees, the golden sand, the rugged mountains crowded around, my mother's voice. The sound. Sometimes I dream of home and friends. My dreams are false, my heart is red. When I wake, I'm all alone. My dreams are false, my friends are gone. Thank you. I love to roam.
Just fabulous. Well, I'll look forward to that soundtrack. Will you make sure I get one of those when it comes out? I will spin the living love out of that. Just fabulous.
We hesitated to make a soundtrack because all of the music was actually recorded on set, you know, using one boom mic.
Wow. And old school.
And the movie has, I mean, the sound has, you know, little rough edges, and it's not going to sound like a produced CD, but we've just received so many requests for it anyway. So we actually made the decision last week to go ahead and move forward on it. So we started working on the soundtrack for it. So
we'll make sure to keep in touch and send one this way.
Sure.
In studio with writer and director of the movie The Mountain Miner, it's at the Little Art Theater, and maybe in your hometown. You can find out more at themountainminermovie.com. Again, it's just all one word, The Mountain Miner, spelled like the minor key, M-I-N-O-R, themountainminermovie.com. The Tillers are in it. Tillers are opening for Del McCurry at the Dayton Art Institute this Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there, MC for the show, so I'll get to meet the Tillers. I know. Lucky me. Honestly. Like, oh, would you like to do? Yes, yeah. I would. I would very much like
they
to do
are
that.
Great. They were just so good to work with.
So I'm stoked about that, getting to meet them in person. We have a Tillers track from the CD. We'll go to that. Dale Farmer, Ma Crow, Linda Scott, Al Turnbull, Warren, and Judy Waldron. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of this event. And we'll be seeing you soon. I know that.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Here's the Tillers on WISO.